My guest this afternoon is Josie Munns from Crawley and Reigate Cats Protection. Josie, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Susie 103.4.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you here. What shall we do for an icebreaker? Tell us what your personal involvement is with the Cats Protection.
My personal involvement is that I go along to homing shows and try to find the right people for the right cats. I also do home visits, which means visiting people just to see whether, you know, they will be able to have a cat and helping them to decide which is the right sort of cat for them, really.
So essentially you're involved in homing. And as far as the organisation is concerned, is there a centre as such?
There isn't, actually. With the branches, obviously the National Cat Centre has a huge centre. All the branches are all run by volunteers. It's all their own time, and all the cats in the Crawley and Reigate branch are in foster homes, so we have fosterers that look after cats till they find their forever home.
And the National Centre is quite local at Chelwood Gate.
Yes, it is, absolutely, and that's obviously the big centre, that's the headquarters, and they do have some paid staff, but all the branches are all volunteers.
And you've got a shop.
There is a shop in Crawley, actually, which is a charity shop.
I was there on the opening day.
Oh,
now,
we
talk about Cats Protection and branches. Do you work with the other branches, and indeed do you work together with other organisations?
We do work with other branches a little bit. If we do a home visit and somebody wants to get a cat from one of the other areas, they would just give us a call and say, did you do a home visit on this person? And they wouldn't have to do another one. So we do work a little bit together, but mostly we're self-fundraising. Each branch fundraises its own money.
Let's cut to the chase about homeless pussycats. What's the best thing to do if you come across a cat you assume to be a stray?
First thing to do is to find out whether it really is a stray cat. Do ask your neighbours to check whether it isn't one of their cats. You can get little paper collars from Cats Protection and put them around the neck of the cat and put your phone number on it. If they do go home, someone will take it off and give you a ring and say, that's my cat. You can take them to your local vet and check they haven't got a microchip. So all these things you should sort of try and do over a couple of weeks. Put a poster in a local shop to make sure you're not taking someone else's cat, basically.
And then at that point, you involve yourselves.
Phone Cats Protection, absolutely, and some nice volunteers will come out and try and catch the cat for you.
if the cat hasn't already made itself at home in a foster home
moved
of its
in,
own.
Yeah.
Let's turn to something that's just a little bit sinister and much in the news at the moment. This business of the so-called Croydon cat killer. Is this something people should be unduly concerned about?
It is obviously a not very nice thing that actually is going on at the moment. You don't know where this person may sort of turn up next. So, you know, it is a good idea to be vigilant with your cats and make sure you always get your cats in at night. And really just kind of, even if you're home, let them out when you're home and get them in when you go out. It's better to be safe, or unless you have a safe garden, or especially if you have a cat that wanders, just sort of kind of try to treat your cat a little bit more like you would your dog.
Do you think that there's perhaps a danger with emotions running high and social media being heavily involved, that too much social media exposure might actually give the sort of oxygen of publicity to a sick individual like this and encourage them?
Possibly. It is a worry, actually.
But forewarned is forearmed, eh?
Absolutely. I think people should just be a little bit more vigilant. Don't let your cat just out for hours and hours and not know where it is.
What about people who, for various reasons, have to give up cats? Why does that happen?
I know, it's a shame. I mean, some people, obviously, somebody in the family becomes allergic to a cat, so sometimes it's allergies. Sometimes it's a relationship breakdown when people have split up and gone their separate ways. Sometimes it's an old person who's died and the cat's been left behind. And sadly, sometimes it's when people actually move home and they move somewhere that doesn't allow them to take their cat.
I suppose it's also the case that cats being cats, and Kipling, cat who walked by himself, occasionally it's just a genuine matter of a cat not fitting with a household.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes you do get a cat that it's not the right cat for the right household. That does happen occasionally, yeah.
You need patient people if you've got a swiper, for example.
Yes. We have a cat called Evie, who's our longest resident, and she's been with us for 2 years. She's a lovely girl, grey and white. She's only about 6 years old. She's a very sweet, lovely cat, actually, and she'll sit on your lap. But if you don't read the signs completely, she will give you a swipe. So she needs to go to the right sort of home, a quiet adult home, and with people that would maybe give her time to sort of take things at her own pace.
Evie actually had a special mention on the afternoon stroll the other week.
Did she?
So
she
has been mentioned. Tell us about some more of the cats you've got at the moment.
Yes, and we've got Leo, who's been with us for a year. He's a sort of adult male cat. Black and white. He's been with us for a long time because he's a bit overweight, and he's also got a history of urinary and bladder problems. So he's actually on a urinary diet and wet food. So this sometimes puts people off because they think it might be a little bit more expensive to buy the urinary food. But he's a lovely, gentle giant cat, and he would love to have his, you know, forever home as well.
Presumably, he'd need an owner who wouldn't overindulge him if he's got weight problems.
Yes, someone who would actually have to sort of look after him a bit. And we have cats like Barney and Tyson, who are diabetics. We have some diabetic cats as well, and they're always quite hard to home because they have to have insulin jabs twice a day. So it would need somebody who would be prepared to take that on. Well, but they can live a long, happy life as well.
So there are, in fact, varying degrees of, I suppose, adoptability and adaptability, if
yes,
you like. Some cats are easy, some aren't.
Absolutely. And obviously at the moment it's kitten season, so we do have cats at the Crawley and Reigate branch, and lots of people want kittens. But there's also all the older cats that, you know, would love to have a home as well. So we actually have 71 cats. That was off a couple of days ago. It's probably gone up since then. In our care at the moment.
So 71 pussycats needing homes as we speak. Now, how easy is it for our listeners to view the cats via the web or wherever?
Yes, they can look on the website, which is the Crawley and Reigate Branch Cats Protection website. We also have a homing show this Sunday, which is the 12th. At the Horticultural Halls in Ifield in Crawley, from 11 till 3. And quite a few, you know, probably about 20 or 30 of these cats will be brought along, and people will be able to go and view the cats. So we do have homing shows. We do have one every month. And the next one after that is the 10th of July in the Coleman Redlands Centre in Redhill.
And Josie, just tell us briefly what else happens at a homing show besides people and cats.
People and cats. There's a few stalls and things as well. People can buy things from the stalls. There's coffee and cakes and things. So you can come and have a look around for the day. And also, you know, you can talk to people about cats, and you can view all the cats. And if there was one you wanted to, were thinking about adopting, you could reserve them on the day, and then we'd do your home visit. And check
can of cat food there. Welcome as a donation.
Absolutely.
For entrance.
Yes, please. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, time flies. Do you need extra volunteers? And what sort of things do you require volunteers to do, if indeed you do need them?
Okay, we always obviously need volunteers. Fosterers, because obviously all the cats that come in, and they do have, you know, go to foster homes, either in a person's home or actually in pens in their garden, which will be organised for them. So we're always looking for fosterers, just to look after cats temporarily till they find their home. Also, home visitors that would go to people's homes, and fundraisers, people that would be willing to come along and stand on a stall or help with making some things or making a cake or doing anything to help fundraise.
You mentioned the website just now. Is that the best means for prospective volunteers to get involved?
Either, or they can actually phone the Crawley branch. The homing line is 01293 226 155. They could call or have a look on the Cats Protection website.
And just remind us of that web address, because you cornered the market, didn't you? catsprotection.org.uk.
Yes.
Which kind of sounds national, but isn't quite. That's really good. As I say, time absolutely hurtles past. You've chosen Tom Jones's What's New Pussycat. Who are we playing this for this afternoon, Josie?
I think we should dedicate this to all the volunteers that give up their time to endlessly look after cats, and all the people that are involved that don't get paid anything for doing it for years and years and years. So to all the volunteers at Cats Protection.
Josie Munns from Cats Protection, come back and see us again, won't you? It's been an absolute delight to chat to you this afternoon on Susie 103.4.
Thank you very much.